So earlier in the week, I was at the beautiful Thorpe Barrow enjoying the spring sunshine. And here we are, the end of the week, in the beautiful spring sunshine, enjoying Thorpe Barrow. The focus before was very much on what's going on at Easter for the kids. And there is a lot, by the way, there's a lot going on Easter trails and whatnot. But today, because it's the Home and Garden Show, going to chat about, well, the garden side of things. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi.
There's lots of garden things here.
Yeah, we've got 110 acres, so yeah, there's plenty to explore.
So for any fan of flowers, gardens, horticulture, trees, and anything that grows, this is the place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. We're holder of 5 national collections and I think 66 at last count, champion trees.
A champion tree.
Yes, so that's a designated tree that's probably the best in its species or variety, so for size or flowers or length of life or something like that.
Tree climbing ability?
No, that should be one.
That should be a category.
That should be one, yeah. I think we should suggest that. Yeah.
And the daffodils are a bit of a feature at the moment. You've got a trail that goes through them, but they are stunning. They are beautiful.
Yeah, they really are. And we've got 110 varieties here.
You mentioned that last time I was here, and I don't understand. I thought a daffodil was a daffodil.
No, come on, we've walked around. You've seen lots of different colours and sizes
and
shapes.
To be fair, there are the ones with the orange kind of trumpets in the middle and lighter petals, and then there's the one that are just kind of out and out yellow, and then the smaller ones.
Are you after my job?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't get it based on this this audition. But 110 varieties.
Yeah, 110 varieties, yeah. So the daffodil trail runs through the best of them. So you collect a sheet when you get here. It's free of charge. Obviously, standard entry charges apply, but you can pick up a sheet free and then you can follow the trail round. And at various points on the trail, there's information on daffodils generally, some folklore surrounding them. Did you know daffodils are toxic?
Go on. I didn't.
If you ate the bulbs, you could be seriously poorly.
Really?
Absolutely. So you could learn some fascinating facts. You never know when that's going to come up in a pub quiz and some of the varieties. So if you spotted a particular one that you liked, there's some information there that you could go and hunt them down in your local garden centre.
There's a gorgeous house on the grounds of Thorpe Barrow. That's got a bit of a soiree. A social event on.
Yeah, lunch in the house. So it's your chance to come and enjoy a 2-course meal in Thorpe Barrow Hall in the dining room, which is absolutely beautiful. And then we've got a special guest, Tom Christian, who works at the Royal Botanic Garden in Edinburgh.
So knows his stuff.
He does, yeah. He's the project officer for the National Tree Collection of Scotland. So we were talking about the fact that we've got tree collections here. The tree collections in Scotland, they're his baby. So he knows all about them and he's coming to tell us about his work on that project. So it'll be fascinating.
There's loads that goes on here.
There is, yeah. So that's only one thing. We've also got on the 3rd of May, our curator who looks after our collection here, she's running a spring tour. So you can come down and she'll take you on the tour, which is specifically designed to show off the best of the collection at the particular time. So because we're in May and we're focusing on blossom and bluebells, she'll take you around the arboretum showing you the best of the blossom and the bluebells, which we've seen a little bit of today. You can agree it's absolutely stunning.
And as another event, and this really is the platform to be talking about this on the Home and Garden Show, what else have you got going on?
So on Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of May, Richard Rea from the North of England Bonsai is bringing some of his collection here. So a bit of an exhibition on bonsai. So pop down, have a chat with him. If you've got bonsai at home and you're struggling to grow them or you've got problems or you're thinking of growing them yourselves, pop down and have a chat and see some of them. I think as a species, they're quite interesting and miniature trees. So it'll be great to see him and see his collection and see what he's got to say about them.
I know I'd kill it. But if you want some tips on how not to, that is the event. So walking around here, I've noticed two kind of distinct groups of people. The younger families with little kids that are very giddy and running around and need to be watched and sprinting and trying to climb on trees and doing all that stuff and looking at all the animals and shouting at goats. And the others, the couples who are just there to study the plants and trees and the grasses and all sorts.
Yeah, we're an arboretum first and foremost, which is basically a collection of trees, a museum, if you like, of trees. So there's rare species here. There's ones from all over the world. All 5 continents are represented here. So we've got a huge range. And many people come to look at specific varieties if they're interested in them for their garden or to look at a particular collection. So like I say, we've got 5 national collections. So people come to look at a specific collection and also to take in the beautiful, relaxing surroundings. We've got a dedicated silent space, which is in Oughton Bay 1, where people can have a dedicated area. So this is, turn the phone off, have a moment of silence in the peaceful surroundings. You know, modern life, so it's hustle and bustle. We're always on the go, always running from one thing to the other. There's always some noise going on. What we're saying is come and enjoy a peaceful moment. Just take in your surroundings and relax.
Also, I must take, next time I'm here, my antihistamines from hay fever, because I will ruin that silence with sniffing and sneezing.
Yeah, you'll be evicted.
Yeah, I'll be booted out. I wouldn't be welcome. Hopefully that's not my cue to shut up. I think it's just the church. But a gorgeous place. For those that haven't been, I want to investigate. How can they find out more? Where can they find you as well?
So we're just between Massam and Beedale, off the Massam to Beedale Road. We're signposted from Beedale, and we've got the new bypass around Beedale now, so it's much easier to get here. But if you need any more information, obviously the website, which is www.thorpeperro.com. We haven't got an E on the end of Thorpe. Or find us on Facebook or Twitter.
And there's a beautiful cafe as well, so have a brew.
Yeah, the tea room's open till 5 every day now. So,
is it licensed? It is Friday evening.
It is.
It is, great.
With meals, I should say that, yeah. So we try and stick to local food where we can. We're big sort of supporters of local establishments and food, so we try and keep it local if we can. Some delicious lunches and a seasonal menu as well, so if there's something seasonal you fancy, then the chances I will have it.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for having me again, and I'll be back very soon, because I love it here.
Thank you. Nice to see you.